Finance Minister Tito Mboweni laid out the full extent of the damage wrought by the COVID-19 crisis on the state's already weakened finances in his supplementary budget speech on Wednesday.
The supplementary budget sets out a roadmap to stabilize debt by improving our spending patterns and creating a foundation for economic revival.
Despite indicating that the supplementary budget would act as a roadmap to guide the country out of rather alarming levels of debt, the minister also confirmed expectations of a substantial rise in debt levels and a widening budget deficit.
Debt is our weakness. We have accumulated far too much debt. This downturn, severe as it is, will add more to the debt. This year, out of every rand we pay in tax, 21 cents goes to paying the interest on our past debts. This level of indebtedness condemns us to ever higher interest rates. If we reduce this debt, we will reduce interest rates for everyone, and we will unleash investment and growth. Our Herculean task is to close the mouth of the hippopotamus, that gap between revenue and the ever-increasing expenditure.
Jacques Nel, head of macro at NKC African Economics, says he was disappointed by the lack of detail given by the supplementary budget.
My initial thoughts were that the budget was pretty underwhelming, just because it was really scant on detail. We had a really good idea of what the government was expecting with regard to growth this year and the fiscal deficit and public debt, but we wanted to know what the government's plan was to get this under control. There were also not a lot of detail on SOEs. Nothing was said about SAA, and we just learned that the Land Bank was going to get 3 billion rand to recapitalize the bank. Also, one of the most important things that we wanted detail on was the public sector wage bill. Again, Mr. Mboweni didn't give any details there, just emphasizing how important it's going to be for this wage bill to decrease over the medium term. Also, when looking at the budget that was published on the website, there isn't a lot of detail regarding where spending cuts are going to come from. It notes that spending reductions amounting to about 230 billion are required over the next 3 years, and these are in addition to the proposed medium-term reductions of 160 billion rand to public service wages this year. But there's no indication of where these cuts are going to come from, and it does sound like these are pretty critical for the government in achieving its medium-term fiscal plans now to stabilize the public debt trajectory.
Despite a lack of detail, here are some of the key takeaways from the budget. The consolidated budget deficit is expected to reach 15.7% of GDP for the current financial year, 2020 to 2021. This is sharply up from February's estimate of 6.8% of GDP. The government's debt levels will also rise to 81.8% of GDP by the end of this fiscal year. This is compared to an estimate of 65.8% of GDP projected in February. The Treasury also expects growth to contract by 7.2%, the largest contraction in nearly 90 years. This is substantially worse than the February's forecast of just 0.9% for 2020. Given the substantial hit to the economy, the Treasury expects revenue shortfall to be more than 300 billion rand. The government intends to borrow 121 billion rand from international finance institutions. Nel says that we are in a fortunate situation in terms of being able to access this relief, owing particularly to the global effects of the pandemic.
The current spending profile is going to require a lot more borrowing, but I guess luckily for us, this is a global crisis. So, you know, a lot of the stimulus that we're seeing in developed countries are going to spill over into emerging markets such as South Africa. So there is a lot of money going around. So in that sense, we are pretty lucky because it does look like we will be able to source all the funding we do need for this budget. It's just perhaps concerning that there wasn't a lot of detail given on how the government, while it does plan to stabilize the debt trajectory, just how it's going to do that.
Still, even Finance Minister Mboweni had to warn that mounting debt poses a significant risk for the financial future of the country.
As South Africa responds to the current health and economic crisis, a fiscal reckoning looms. The public finances are dangerously overstretched. If we remain passive, economic growth will stagnate. Our debt will spiral upwards, and debt service costs will crowd out public spending on education and other policy priorities. We already spend as much on debt service costs as we do on health in this financial year. Eventually, the gains of the democratic era would be lost.
For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.